H8, getting ready to read. Metropolitan, opera, rundown, projects, gospel music, conservatories, discouraged, motivated, and sure. 1. Which word means in poor condition? Rundown. 2. Things you set out to do are projects. 3. It is sung in some churches. Gospel music. 4. Schools where music is taught are conservatories. 5. The opposite of hopeful is discouraged. 6. To make certain is to ensure.
H8, Working for a Dream. Singing with the Metropolitan Opera Company in New York City must be every opera singer's dream. It is a dream that came true for Denise Graves on October 7, 1995. Denise's achievement was especially amazing. Denise grew up in a rundown neighborhood in Washington, D.C. While Denise's mother was at work, she expected Denise and her sister and brother to do their homework, plus any additional projects she assigned them. The children were also expected to take care of household chores. Denise always loved to sing, but she knew nothing about opera. She sang gospel music at home and in the church choir. An elementary school teacher encouraged her to work on her singing. At Duke Ellington High School, she discovered opera. After high school, Denise studied music at the Oberlin and New England conservatories. While in school, she worked at many jobs to support herself. Success did not come easily. In fact, Denise became so discouraged that she almost decided to stop singing. Then her big break came. The Houston Grand Opera Company asked her to be in their Young Artists program. After that, she went on to sing with many other opera companies around the world. What motivated Denise? Here's how she put it. Most of all, I wanted to realize my mother's belief that if you believe hard enough, work hard enough, and take the right steps to ensure it, you can live the American dream. H8, Working for a Dream. Singing with the Metropolitan Opera Company in New York City must be every opera singer's dream. It is a dream that came true for Denise Graves on October 7, 1995. Denise's achievement was especially amazing. Denise grew up in a rundown neighborhood in Washington, D.C. While Denise's mother was at work, she expected Denise and her sister and brother to do their homework, plus any additional projects she assigned them. The children were also expected to take care of household chores. Denise always loved to sing, but she knew nothing about opera. She sang gospel music at home and in the church choir. An elementary school teacher encouraged her to work on her singing. At Duke Ellington High School, she discovered opera. After high school, Denise studied music at the Oberlin and New England conservatories. While in school, she worked at many jobs to support herself. Success did not come easily. In fact, Denise became so discouraged that she almost decided to stop singing. Then her big break came. The Houston Grand Opera Company asked her to be in their Young Artists program. After that, she went on to sing with many other opera companies around the world. What motivated Denise? Here's how she put it. Most of all, I wanted to realize my mother's belief that if you believe hard enough, work hard enough, and take the right steps to ensure it, you can live the American dream.